This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked for his four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to both the nations will strengthen India's strategic partnerships in Central Asia and deepen the civilizational connect with the region. He said that in recent years, India-Uzbekistan strategic partnership has seen significant advancement. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to having discussions with the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and further deepening cooperation in trade and investment, digital connectivity, defence, energy, and on advancing the shared visions of Viksit Bharat and Yangi Uzbekistan. The Prime Minister said that at the invitation of President of Kyrgyz Republic, Sadir Zaparov, he will travel to Bishkek to participate in the 26th SCO summit. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to advancing India's vision for the region, anchored in security, connectivity and opportunity, and to working with fellow members for a region free from the scourge of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to threaten peace and stability in neighbourhood and beyond. There is considerable discussion about important discussions on cooperation in rare earth minerals during the Prime Minister's visit. In an interview with Akashvani News, Smita Pant, Indian ambassador to Uzbekistan, said that Uzbekistan is rich in natural resources and Prime Minister Modi's visit to Tashkent will also focus on investment and technology transfer in the mining and rare earth minerals sector.
The agenda will be very comprehensive. We will have extensive discussions on trade and investment cooperation, development cooperation, culture cooperation, cooperation in health, pharmaceutical, traditional medicines, regional developments, and also cooperation under United Nations and other multilateral fora.
The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 626 this morning, with over 2,000 people remain missing. Search and rescue operations are underway across the affected districts of the Himalayan nation. Officials said that the police are coordinating with residents and other agencies to locate missing people and assist those stranded by the floods. Rescued people are being taken from high-risk areas to safer locations. The Ministry of External Affairs has said 320 Indian nationals remain uncontactable or are reportedly missing following the flash flood tragedy. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said around 100 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain uncontactable. Mr. Jaiswal said on the Chinese side, around 400 Indian nationals are safe and in contact with their families. Mr. Jaiswal said that the government has set up a control room in the Ministry of External Affairs, which is working round the clock. The Central Warehousing Corporation, CWC, has successfully dispatched the second Onion Express of the season from Nashik, Maharashtra, to Chennai, Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, CWC said the initiative will further strengthen the supply chain and ensure the timely availability of onions across markets. It added that the initiative also reflects CWC's commitment to efficient logistics, seamless movement of essential commodities, and supporting stable prices for consumers. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said Tehran is open to negotiations with the United States but remains cautious about Washington. He said Iran would honor its commitments if the U.S. also upheld its side of the agreement. In an interview, Pezeshkian said diplomatic efforts could focus on reviving the June peace memorandum of understanding. He noted that Iran had exported nearly 90 million barrels of oil while the agreement was being implemented. Pezeshkian's comments came as Iran continues to grapple with economic pressures at home. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to the Indian hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand on the occasion of National Sports Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Major Dhyan Chand's brilliance in Indian hockey continues to inspire generations. Hockey India has announced a cash reward of 50 lakh rupees for the Indian women's hockey team for their historic fifth place finish at the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026 in Belgium and the Netherlands. India defeated world number 5, Germany 3-1 in Amstelveen on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.